Greta Cruz never smoked, but 2 months ago she was diagnosed with lung cancer. The longtime reporter for ABC 7 chronicles her journey in a two-part series that starts tonight. And while it focuses on her personal story, it also looks at some myths associated with the disease.
And we're delighted to have Greta Cruz here with us now on WTOP. Greta, how are you doing?
Hi, Hillary. Hi, Nathan. Well, I am doing absolutely great. I got to tell you, I came back to work on a rather limited basis about a week ago, and I wanted to work on this series because it's just so amazing what happened to me and what's happening to so many other people out there.
Well, what did happen to you? As we said, you've never smoked,
but
you developed lung cancer. How did this happen?
It was completely by accident. I went in for a general physical. I had no symptoms. I was running 4 miles a day. And I mentioned to my primary care guy, I said, listen, I'm having this little sensation in my chest, the kind of the sternum up at the top. They're just like a little pushing or a pressure. I say, I work out. I use weights. I probably pulled a muscle. He said, yeah, probably, but you know what? Let's just get a chest x-ray just in case. And that came back with some anomaly on it, which led to a CAT scan and a PET scan, and that's when the tumor showed up.
That's unbelievable, Greta. And if you hadn't had that tug in your chest, the cancer would have continued growing and your chances for survival wouldn't have been very good.
Absolutely. Lung cancer has one of the worst survival rates. After 40 years of fighting this thing, the 5-year survival rate is only about 15%. So my prognosis, fortunately, because I was stage one, it hadn't spread, is very, very good. They're saying 80% or more. They think they got everything. And I'm very blessed. But there's so many people out there thinking, if I don't smoke, I'm okay. And that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, well, it is lucky for you. But how common is it for people who have never smoked to have lung cancer? I got to think it's fairly rare.
Well, smoking is by far the number one reason, whether it's directly smoking or now, you know, we're hearing all about secondhand smoke, even thirdhand smoke, but we're not really looking at enough research in those areas because all of the money is going into these smoking cessation ads. So if people see these and they go, well, this is what I did, I don't smoke, I'm okay. But there's other risk factors that need more research, like radon, like secondhand smoking, like the military are exposed to certain chemicals. There's some talk of genetics or even hormone replacement therapy perhaps being risk factors, but there's no money for research, so it's not happening.
So you felt that tightness in your chest. What other things should trigger alarm in people like, oh, I've got to go get that checked out?
Well, really, that's the whole thing. I didn't have any symptoms. So what I've learned out of this whole thing is tell your doctor everything. And hopefully, you know, even if you think it's a stupid thing, if it's minor, you're almost embarrassed. And I think in the end, it was just a pulled muscle. But if you have any symptoms of anything, just mention it. And then hopefully your doctor is proactive enough. And I think my doctor saved my life because he said, you know, probably not, but let's just go get it in chest x-ray. And actually, chest x-rays aren't the end-all be-all anyway. You really do need to get the CAT scan, but I was lucky that it turned up the tumor. So you really have to listen to your body, but be aware of these things. And actually, now they do have screenings at certain hospitals. We'll get into the whole thing, and I'll have more at this at 5 and 11 on ABC 7 News, but they have made a breakthrough in early detection for certain groups, and certain hospitals are offering screenings now. So there is some progress being made.
Well, I know you feel fortunate that they caught it early, and you know, we're glad to have you with us.
So
as
good
well.
You're doing well, Greta.
Oh, man, you don't know what your life turns upside down. And Hillary, I know you've been there too, and it just really makes you be very grateful for the little things in life.
Yeah, no fooling. Thank you so much, Greta.
Thanks, Greta.
Thanks, guys.
Greta Cruz, longtime reporter for ABC 7 News.